Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
New report by Friends of the Earth International. An energy revolution is possible, tax havens and finance and climate action. In a coordinated effort, Friends of the Earth's Economic Justice and Climate Justice programs have published a report in which they estimate that government revenue loss to tax havens over a 15-year period could power Africa, Latin America, and much of Asia with 100% renewable energy. Those report points, on the one hand, to the fact that the next 10 to 15 years are critical to prevent the most dangerous effects of climate change. The Paris Climate Agreement, while paying lip service to ambitious temperature targets, completely fails to deliver the scale of action needed to stop the climate crisis. In addition, one-fifth of the world's population lacks access to electricity and all the development benefits that energy access brings. The authors estimate that extra investment to power half the world with 100% renewable energy is on average $507 billion per year over a 15-year period. On the other hand, this is well below the estimates for annual tax revenue loss through tax havens globally, up to $600 billion. So the authors of this report conclude that government revenue loss through tax havens could power half the world with 100% renewable energy by 2030. This would bring renewable energy to millions while protecting the environment from dirty fossil fuels and the climate change they cause. Friends of the Earth International believes that the energy transformation process will be and must be complex. It involves not just changing the energy source from fossil fuels to renewable energy, but a deeper transformation including democratic ownership of renewable energy resources, states the report. It is a call to policymakers and NGOs to work together on new and innovative ways to address the crisis threatening the planet and its people. Real World Radio spoke with Sam Kosar Gilbert, Friends of the Earth's Economic Justice Coordinator and one of the authors of An Energy Revolution is Possible. He talked about the goals of the report, its main findings, and the proposals of Friends of the Earth International.
Today we'll speak with Sam Kosar Gilbert, International Coordinator of the Economic Justice Program, a Friend of the Earth International. Sam is one of the authors of the report, An Energy Revolution Possible, Tax Havens and Financing Climate Action. Hello, Sam. Welcome to Real World Radio.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Why did you decide to make this report?
We decided to make this report because we wanted to investigate the link between economic justice and climate action. We are demanding an energy revolution for the world to transform our energy system from a fossil fuel corporate-based system to one that's community or socially owned and renewable. We did this research because we wanted to look at the ways in which we could finance this energy transformation, this energy revolution. And what we found was that this energy revolution is possible. And the main finding, I guess, of the report is that the money required to power over half the world with renewable energy exists, and it's in tax havens. So that was what the report was looking at tax havens and how the money that corporations hide in tax havens could actually be used to fund a renewable energy revolution.
So the point is, if you get that money, if you don't lose that money, it's enough to an energy revolution.
Yeah, so every year, up to $600 billion of government tax revenue is lost through tax avoidance alone. So that's major companies not paying their fair share of tax. Tax evasion by the biggest, wealthiest companies in the world is a massive problem that diminishes public budgets. It means that there's less money for governments to provide essential services for things like health and education. And the IMF estimates here that up to $600 billion is lost every year. That same amount of money, if it was put into renewable energy, could power half the world. So that's all of Africa, Latin America, and much of Asia, most of Asia, with 100% renewable energy. So it's quite an interesting statistic because a lot of the time we hear, oh no, energy revolution, too expensive, renewable energy is not possible, it's not feasible. We hear a lot of these falsities in the corporate media and elsewhere, but really, an energy revolution is possible. The money and finance exist for it. Governments just need to act in order to regulate corporations and use that money for the public good.
So what's the objective of the report?
So the objective of the report, I guess, is largely investigative, to find out, we wanted to know that this was possible. So it was an investigative report also into some of the technical renewable energy side and also the statistics. So it was largely investigative, but it would also be used to support Friends of the Earth work, what we do all over the world when we're out there campaigning and demanding an energy revolution at the COP, or we're out there demanding that Australia moves to a clean, green future, or if it's in Indonesia. We can really use these arguments to strengthen our position and to say an energy revolution is possible. We just need to take on the largest corporations. So it's very much a fact-based, a fact-finding report that has made a new finding that can be used to strengthen our campaign work around the world.
Nice. So it's not only directed to people who make the decisions, but also to the organizations, on social organizations that want to ask for energy revolution or economic justice.
Yeah, I think what the report is trying to do is to really inspire collective action. We are told often that climate change is getting worse, that it's unstoppable, that corporate power is too big. And what this report aims to do is to really inspire collective action. If we know that an energy revolution is possible, if we know the finance exists, it makes it more probable. So it's meant to support the incredible work of social movements around the world and Friends of the Earth groups when they go out demanding these sorts of policy changes.
And what are the main proposals of Friends of the Earth International?
So Friends of the Earth International is very much about demanding energy transformation. And that just doesn't mean from fossil fuel to renewable, but also a much deeper systematic transformation of how energy is produced with local cooperatives and socially controlled renewable energy, decentralized renewable energy that takes care of people's needs, that's democratically managed. That's kind of the real demand at the basis of this report for a just energy system globally. We also have about one-fifth of the world's population who don't have proper access to electricity, and access to energy is a very big demand in this report as well. Providing people with energy is crucial, and those people have the right to energy. And what the report shows is that it's very much possible if we take on corporate interests.
What are your expectations?
I think this report is just one piece of work in a much broader struggle for economic justice and climate justice. We hope that the report can really link the two struggles, and by showing that if we tackle the drivers of climate change, which is economic inequality and injustice, if we challenge those drivers, we can make an energy revolution. That's really what the basis of the report is about. And we hope that it is just a step on the pathway to bring together those struggles for climate and economic justice.
Perfect. So now what we need is a lot of people reading the report and trying to do something about it.
Yeah, I think what we need is we need people to keep building the movement for climate and economic justice, to see those links between the trade union movement and the environment movement, between the peasant movement, between locally controlled energy. We need to keep building those links, and the report is just one step, one tool that aims to theoretically show that it's possible. So it just aims to be a report that strengthens our demands and our movements.
Thank you, Sam. And I was also wondering if was there anything else you wanted to say about this that maybe was important?
Just the same thing. We think it's a gross injustice that the world's richest multinational corporations and individuals don't pay their fair share of tax, and they continue to pollute without limit. And this report, I guess, is a call to stop tax avoidance and use the money for building sustainable and just societies. We know an energy revolution is possible, but we need to keep fighting for it and keep demanding it from the street. And I guess from our perspective, we see climate change as a system of a symptom, really, of our broken system, and that the energy transformation involves not just switching from fossil fuels to renewable energy, but also challenging corporate power and the greed that's led to this crisis.
Thank you very much, Sam. It was very interesting to know all about this.
No worries.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm